We're going to begin the 15th parak of Masechet Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Let's begin at the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. This parak is going to talk about the malachos of kosher and matir, which were mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph as two of the 39 malachos. The following are the knots that you're chayiv for the malach of kosher if you tie these knots on Shabbos. Kesher Hagamalin, the knots that are tied by people who walk camels, who are camel riders, not riders, but they lead camels. The Kesher Hasapanin, the knots that are tied by sailors. Ukshem Shu Chayev Al Kishuron, Kachu Chayev Al Heteron. And as we will see, there's a symmetry over here. If you're Chayev for tying these knots, you're also Chayev for untying these knots. Rameir will call Kesher Shu Yachal Atir V'achas Miyadav, Eim Chayev Nalav. Rameir says, any time a knot can be undone by just yanking with one hand, and it doesn't take two hands to undo the knot, then you're not going to be chayiv for tying such a knot, because it's not, even if you intended for it to stay for a long time, it's apparently not considered a real kesher shel kayama. So the Gemara explains the Mishnah. My kesher hagamal and the kesher asapanim. What are these knots like? The camel driver knot and the sailor knot. If we're talking about a kesher that they would tie the strap into the ring that was in the nose of the camel, and they would tie the animal to a pole or something so that it doesn't run away. Or the knot that they would tie to the ring that was at the tip of the boat so that the boat would stay in place. It's not a kesher shel kayama because you're not going to leave the camel there forever. You're not going to leave the boat there forever. You're just holding it in place temporarily. No, it must be that we're talking about the knot of the ring itself that's tied to the nose of the animal, and that's meant to stay there forever. It would just start the gufei, or the knot of the ring of the boat that ties it to the boat, and that's meant to stay there forever. Rameir Omel Kol Kesher. Rameir said any Kesher that you can do with one hand is not a Kesher. So by Rav Achdavo Yachoy de Mar Acha. So Rav Achdavo, the brother of Mar Acha, raised the question. Aniva, meaning if you make a bow, the Rav Meir Mahu, what would be the din according to Rav Meir? Is it, are you going to be chayiv? So time is Rav Meir Mishum Diachalatir Biachmi Yodav, who Vahanami Yachalatiro is the whole basis of a mayor, that you're able to untie it with one hand, and a bow you can certainly untie with one hand. Or is it because of the looseness that Rameir was talking about? Rameir just meant that it's not so loose that you can untie the knot with one hand, but over here it could be that it's very tightly tied. So the Gemara leaves it unresolved. Says the Mishnah, the second Mishnah already in the parak. Yesh chakshar shein chayavin alehen ki kesher hagamalim ki kesher asapanim. There are certain knots that you're not chayav achatas for tying them, like you would be for the knot of the gamalin and the sapanim. Kosher isha miftach haluka. A woman can tie the pieces, the parts of her shirt from the two sides of her shirt or her jacket that she ties the edges near the neck over the shoulders. So the chute savacha, or the she ties something like a net over her head, vishal piskaya, or like a belt, a wide belt that has strands that tie it together, or ritzuos min of the sandal, or shoelaces min of the yain v'shemen, or the strings that close the jugs of wine and oil, ukederishal basar, or a pot of meat that sometimes they tie a beged over the pot of meat. And the reason you're allowed to tie all of these knots is because they get undone every single day. So it's not a kesher shel kayama at all. Rav Loza ben Yaakov Omer Koshim lefnei habehema b'shvil shvilot. They say that you're allowed to tie a rope in front of a behema, in front of the doorway, so that a behema will not escape. So it says Gemara Haguf Akasha. Our mission is a stira minei bay. Amarta yesh k'sharin shein chayvelein kesher gemalim kesher sapanim chiyuv deleka ha'isura ika v'hadutani k'shar sishim v'techaluka v'afil l'chadchila. That at first the mission says that there are some knots that you're not chayiv for, which makes it sound like there's still going to be usher to do. And then the very next line says that here are the knots that a woman is allowed to tie, which makes sound even the chachila you're allowed to do it. So answer Gemara now, hachi kamra. What we mean to say is as follows. Yesh ksharin she'im chayovin alehen ki kesher gamalim kesher sapanin. There are certain ksharim that are usher to do, but you're not chayiv chayiv, it's not an issa daraisa. Umaynihu, and what are those ksharim? Kitzur de katzri bismaba, the kesha that they tie the long strand to the ring that's in the nose of the animal to keep the animal attached. The kitzur de katzri bismaba, or the kesha that they tie the strap to the ring that's at the top of the boat, that's at the tip of the boat, and that way they would hold the boat in place. So such natschivu deleta ha'isur reika. That's still going to be asur midrabanan because they're going to leave it. They could leave it there for a week or two. But v'yesh shemutar lechachila. Some nats are so temporary in nature that they're even mutar lechachila. Umaynihu kosharis miftechei chaluka. And that's like the nats that a woman would have in her clothing. So machteh chaluka. So says Mar Pshita. Isn't it pashut that it's mutar to tie the knot of her clothing? Why does the Mishnah have to tell it to me? Obviously, she undoes it every day. Well, tzricha ditzvei treidashi. We're talking about it has two openings to the shirt that's open on the inside in order to close the Pesach. You have two sets of straps. One is higher up and the other one is lower down. And each one has a right side and a left side. So even if you untie one of them, the other one you could, and the other one remains tied, you could still put on and take off the clothing. So I might have thought that one of them you'll be mevatel there and you'll leave it tied. So kamash malon, that's why the Mishnah tells me we're not choshish for such a thing. The chute sevacha, we said the straps of her sevacha, which is like a hairnet. So pshita, that's also pashut that they would tie that and untie that every single day. And therefore, tafisi not a kesh shakayama. So gemara lo tzricha hiravichala. We're talking about it's not so tightly fit onto her head. So it's tied in a way where it leaves a little bit of wiggle room so she can take it off her head without undoing the knot. So ma'adhem mishav shalfala, kamash malon, di isha chasa al-sara, u'mishav shariyala. I might have thought that she might just rip it right off of her head without untying it, and therefore the kesher is more of a kesher shalkayama. So kamash malon, nah, it's not a kesher shalkayama, because that's not what she intends to do. She's gonna be very careful not to rip out any of her hair, so she's going to untie it very carefully each and every time. Okay, we'll stop there. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph.